Loving salutations to my wonderful Anchor community and podcast listeners. Hoping that the day has started and continues with some special events that can enrich you and your life and the world. This is Maria, and today's inner growth topic is going to be about sharing. Yes. You know how everybody shares? Well, not everybody, but a lot of people love sharing on different platforms like Facebook or Instagram. All those jokes that I'm sure you've made or heard or think about this digital world and what is the world coming to. Not everybody thinks that. Some people actually love it. So some of you might be saying, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome that I can share what I eat and what I'm feeling and feel loved, and or that maybe somebody's listening. And for the critiques or critics about this, obviously I think it's a lot depends, a lot of this depends on when you were born and also how you embrace change and technology. So a combination of human factors come into play with what reactions and thoughts there are on this whole action of sharing. Essentially, humans, they're the whole point of society. We have a society because humans socialize. So the difference is now there's another way that people can do that. And some people think because it isn't doesn't involve and include that physical contact that then it is incomplete. And I think that can be partly true, of course. There is the opportunity to meet with people, making only a digital interaction an incomplete one in the possibilities that we have in meeting with others. But the judgment that it is incomplete comes from a person who obviously values meeting someone in person. Well, maybe there are people that have a very difficult time being face to face with people, and therefore, for them, it's something that they don't necessarily want to do, feel compelled to do, and who's anyone else to say what they should or shouldn't do, right? It is about perspective and opinion. And what's more important for the person, so for yourself, and the sharing aspect is why one is sharing, because socializing, wanting to share life, those are all part of being alive and being human. But why you share can actually give you deeper meaning into things that you may want to look into for yourself. So, you know, if someone's sharing because they need to share, they feel alone, then obviously that is what would be faced for the person to try and understand why they feel alone, or at least to take action in doing something to not feel alone. And at that point, of course, sharing your whole life story online won't, it may give you the illusion, the likes, the comments, that you're not alone, but at the end of the day, you keep on being alone as you continue your solitary life, if that is the case. Not you personally, but the person. Now, to identify why one is sharing, that takes a bit of objectivity with oneself and also recognizing the feelings that you feel. So if you notice that every day you're sharing something, that question, okay, why do I feel compelled to share this information? What am I looking to get out of it? Or what feeling does this arouse in me? And to what extent do you do this sharing, even through a phone call? It doesn't have to be on a digital platform. It's in any instance. You know, am I sharing because I want to be right? Or am I sharing because I really just want to share an experience? And with oneself, have that dialogue and come to your conclusion based on how you feel and what you think. And that will then take you to the next step. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on the topic. Call on in, or you find me on Twitter, Luna12780. Have a wonderful rest of your day.